Welcome, and thank you for standing by. All participants are in a listen-only mode for the duration of today's conference. This call is also being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Mr. Karen Gary. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining this webinar. I'm Jim Donlin. I'm a program director in the Division of Information and Intelligence Systems in SAIS and lead program director for the National AI Research Institute's program. I'm joined today by Rebecca Hua, also a program director in SAIS IIS and co-lead for the program. Before we start, I'd like to outline the schedule. The webinar will be 1 hour in duration. We will present for approximately 30 to 40 minutes, and then we'll take questions for the remainder of the hour. We'll take your questions through the program mailbox shown here. It's also the program general inquiries mailbox in the solicitation. You may send your questions at any time. National AI Research Institutes is a cross-cutting and multi-agency program represented by program directors from all NSF research and education directorates, as well as by key program officers representing the artificial intelligence priorities of our partner agencies. The key program points of contact are listed here. They're also listed in the program solicitation with additional information about which program officers serve as primary POCs for this year's institute themes. Several other program points of contact are present for the webinar, including some who will speak later in the webinar on behalf of the institute themes. Let me begin by calling on Erwin Gyanchandani, the Deputy Assistant Director and Acting Assistant Director in SAIS, to welcome you and to say a few words about this new national initiative. Erwin.
Well, thanks very much, Jim, and good afternoon, everybody. As Jim mentioned, my name is Erwin Gyanchandani, and I'm the Acting Assistant Director for Computer and Information Science and Engineering here at the National Science Foundation. And it's my pleasure on behalf of my colleagues at NSF, on behalf of my colleagues at our partnering agencies, which I'll talk about in just a moment, to really welcome you all to this webinar this afternoon. I think it's fair to say that we all are incredibly excited about the opportunity that the National AI Research Institute's program presents, and we're really excited to be able to get the solicitation out and to be able to start hearing from you the questions that you have, but more importantly than that, even the proposals that we expect to see come late January of the coming year. As many of you know, the federal government has a long history through agencies like NSF and others of supporting the fundamental advances in artificial intelligence around machine learning and deep learning and knowledge representation, planning, computer vision, and so forth, that are really catalyzing or that have really catalyzed today the AI movement that we're seeing all across the country and that have really enabled artificial intelligence to be the national priority that it is for the administration as well as for Congress and so forth all across the country. And so we are delighted to be able to today, as part of the AI Institute's activity, partner with colleagues from across the federal government. You see on the solicitation folks from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, National Institutes of Food and National Institute of Food and Agriculture, the Department of Transportation, Federal Highway Administration, the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Department of Homeland Security, Science and Technology Directorate. I think that really goes to show the tremendous amount of interest and the tremendous amount of excitement around AI that we see from all across the federal government. And I want to make sure that we acknowledge and thank, many of them are in the room here with us this afternoon, I want to make sure that we acknowledge and thank our federal partners for their willingness to work with us and to commit resources and time to this really important endeavor. You will hear Jim and Rebecca describe in just a moment how we hope that the AI Institute's activity will really catalyze national nexus points for collaborative efforts spanning multiple different organizational types that will really allow us to be able to, as a nation, advance both the foundations of artificial intelligence, the foundations of machine learning, issues around fairness and transparency and accountability and so forth, as well as translational AI, as we're calling it, and as represented in this initial solicitation around themes like chemistry and physics, chemical engineering, advanced manufacturing, and also agriculture and learning. So before I close, I want to make sure that we acknowledge, in addition to the federal partners that we have in the room, all of the NSF team. An effort like this is really a huge undertaking for NSF, and so I want to make sure that I acknowledge all of the program officers and administrative support staff and division leadership and directorate leadership who make this possible, and especially Jim and Rebecca for really co-leading this effort for us over the course of the year ahead. Again, thank you for your participation this afternoon. Thank you for your interest in this program. We hope this webinar will be valuable, and we look forward to seeing proposals from you going forward as well. Jim, back to you.
Great. Thank you, Erwin. Thank you, Erwin. The discussion today is intended to introduce you to the National AI Research Institute program and to help you prepare and submit proposals that are consistent with the goals of the program. We'll provide background on the program, discuss its scope and focus, outline the key features of the solicitation, offer some practical considerations for submitting to the program, and finally give remarks about how this first-year funding opportunity relates to a longer-range national AI R&D strategy. As mentioned prior to the start of the presentation, we will take questions via the email address listed at the bottom of each slide, and we'll address as many of these questions as we can at the end. We begin with the program at a glance. The program is a joint effort between the National Science Foundation, U.S. Department of Agriculture, specifically National Institute of Food and Agriculture, U.S. Department of Homeland Security, their Science and Technology Directorate, U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Highway Administration, and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The overarching goal of the program is to make long-term investments in AI research in areas with the potential for long-term payoffs in AI, to grow a workforce of future AI researchers and practitioners, and to create national nexus points for broader collaboration in this effort among universities, federal agencies, industries, and nonprofits. AI research institutes will have as their primary focus the advancement of multidisciplinary, multi-stakeholder research on larger scale, longer time horizon challenges in AI research that are supported in typical research grants. They will accelerate the development of transformational technologies by grounding that research in critical application sectors that can serve as motivation for foundational research advances and provide opportunities for the effective fielding of AI-powered innovation. In this first year, we anticipate funding up to six full institutes in the themes selected as priority areas for this year, and a number of planning grants in an unrestricted range of foundational and use-inspired research that is within the scope of AI for this solicitation and appropriate to NSF and partner organizations. It is expected that there will be additional solicitations in this area in future years, and plans are already underway to envision a solicitation for the next year. The rationale for this program is rooted in the national imperative to lead in AI research and development. Earlier this year, NSF joined other federal agency partners in announcing the release of the 2019 update to the National Artificial Intelligence Research and Development Strategic Plan. The first strategic priority in this national AI R&D strategy is to make long-term investments in AI research. Following the 2019 update to the strategy, NSF led a convening of potential partners in May 2019 to specifically discuss that strategic objective and to explore the need for potential for institute-scale activities as a response, as well as the potential for multi-agency effort to enact such a program. At this convening, it was agreed that the breadth and scale of challenges in AI research today demand multidisciplinary, multi-institutional collaborative efforts. A sustained investment is called for to achieve greater depth, focus, and time horizons than is typical in conventional programs. That such activities offer a special opportunity to nurture the next generation of talent. That more ambitious AI R&D agendas can facilitate accelerated transitions of innovations into many economic sectors, and partners emphasize the complementary roles of both foundational AI research challenges and use-inspired opportunities to drive forward both the research and societal benefit. By focusing on the complementary roles of foundational and use-inspired research, the participants in this convening workshop identified national priorities in each and the value of leveraging both. Research in foundational AI seeks to develop theory and methods that are independent of any particular domain of application. As examples, among the foundational issues identified in these discussions were the research needs and trustworthiness of AI and foundations of machine learning. Next, the term use-inspired AI research refers to basic research that has use for society in mind. Use-inspired research seeks new methods and understanding in AI by situating the research in a domain of application to simultaneously inform progress in AI and solve particular use cases. The sectors for such use-inspired research are many and may be aligned with any area of science and engineering, such as those shown here. The goal in this program is that each institute incorporates substantial efforts in both foundational AI research and use-inspired research such that they form a virtuous cycle in which foundational results provide a starting point for use-inspired research, and results from use-inspired research are generalized and made foundational. We use the frame use-inspired rather than applied to emphasize the solicitation seeks to support work that goes beyond merely applying known techniques and adds new knowledge and understanding in both foundational AI and use-inspired domains. Turning to the solicitation, the overall purpose of the program is to significantly advance research in AI and to accelerate the development of transformational AI-powered innovation by allowing researchers to focus on larger-scale, longer-term research. So to understand the global scope of the program, that is, what it means to significantly advance research in AI, we provide the definition of artificial intelligence that informs the scope of the program. In a broad sense, AI is concerned with understanding the mechanisms underlying thought and intelligent behavior and their implementation in machines. What we often refer to as core AI research are methods pertaining to the learning, abstraction, and inference considered essential for the implementation of intelligent behavior in machines. Core AI research also includes the study of architectures intended to directly manifest that behavior, including general architectures for intelligence, integrated intelligent agents, and multi-agent systems. The modeling and implementation of intelligent behavior in machines began as, and has continued to be, a multidisciplinary endeavor. Many computational models of intelligence have drawn inspiration from living systems, drawing from biologically inspired computing, computational neuroscience, and behavioral and cognitive science. Computer vision and human language technologies have a high overlap with artificial intelligence, inasmuch as they provide methods for the perceptual and communications capabilities critical to intelligent systems. Robotics is closely related to, but not identical to, AI. Robotics can provide the embodiment critical for intelligent systems to be able to act upon the world.
While an embodied AI may be a robot,
the solicitation focuses on the AI aspect of the research. For example, the solicitation does not include in its scope of work development that is mainly focused on teleoperated robots or robots that repeat programmed instructions in controlled environments.
This definition of AI
establishes the scope of research activities that are appropriate for any submission to the program. This program provides funding opportunities in two tracks, planning activities and full institute's proposals. We will look first at the planning track. The planning track is for grants of up to 2 years' duration and up to $500,000. The funding limit for such proposals is larger than that in some other NSF solicitations to allow PIs to engage in a larger range of sustained community building activities, as well as to provide the opportunity to fund exploratory collaborative research as needed to support the institute vision. Proposals to the planning track are not limited to the themes identified in the institute track. Planning grants may be proposed in those areas, and they may also be proposed in any areas of foundational and use-inspired research appropriate to the solicitation, to NSF, and to partner organizations. Future solicitations may be expected to provide an opportunity for the submission of full institute proposals stemming from, but not limited to, these planning activities. The deadline for proposals to the planning track is January 30th, 2020. The institute track will support cooperative agreements between $16 and $20 million for between 4 and 5 years, with budgets up to $4 million per year. Institute proposals must convey clear and concrete plans for foundational AI research, use-inspired motivation, and technology transition opportunities, the education and workforce development activities to be undertaken, and plans for multidisciplinary research and community building appropriate to the proposed institute's vision and mission. In this first year of the program, institute-track proposals are being solicited in 6 high-priority areas, and these areas will be detailed later in the presentation. Future solicitations may target additional themes or even invite institute proposals in areas not specifically called out or offer open tracks. Future solicitations may continue the use of such themes in these and other areas, invite unrestricted proposals for institutes, or both. The deadline for proposals to the institute track is January 28, 2020. We now turn our attention to the activities that constitute an AI research institute in this program. The vision for this program is broad and ambitious. It's expected that each AI research institute will pursue this vision in a unique way. In so doing, each institute must address each of the 5 desiderata common to all AI research institutes proposed to the program. We will address each one in greater detail in the following slides. The first function of institutes, and critical to all proposals in this program, is that AI research institutes must advance foundational AI research. This means adding significant new knowledge and understanding to the disciplinary areas associated with the definition of AI presented earlier. In so doing, institutes will demonstrate the potential to radically advance AI research beyond the state of the art. They might also address new foundational AI research priorities that arise from rapid advances in AI and the increasing ubiquity of AI-enabled technology. The new directions charted by AI research institutes might indeed challenge disciplinary divisions that result from the current state of specialization, or promote the establishment of new science, engineering, and educational communities that better reflect the long-term research needs for future AI. Second, AI research institutes will leverage use-inspired research. Earlier, we presented a definition of this and a vision for how foundational and use-inspired research are expected in this program to inform one another in a virtuous cycle toward transformational advances in each, thus accelerating the development and fielding of AI-powered innovation and meeting the challenges and complexity of critical domain problems. The sectors for such use-inspired research are many and may be aligned with any area of science and engineering or societal good. Some institute themes for this year's solicitation are coming from a strong use-inspired starting point. For example, you will see one oriented on discovery in physics. It is critical that each institute concept proposed for such themes convey how foundational AI will be advanced in service of the use-inspired vision. Other themes are oriented on foundational research challenges, especially in the themes of trustworthy AI and the foundations of machine learning. In such institutes, it is critical that use-inspired research demonstrably advances the discovery and development of general results. Third, AI research institutes are expected to actively build the next generation of talent for a diverse, well-trained workforce. Specifically, these institutes should leverage the visionary nature of their research foci to drive new and innovative education and development tailored toward the nation's undergraduates, graduate students, and postdoctoral researchers, as well as through community colleges and skilled technical workforce training and other opportunities that advance knowledge and education of AI, including public understanding of AI. This could include innovative pedagogy and instructional materials, advanced learning technologies, project-driven training, cross-disciplinary and collaborative research, industry partnerships, and new career pathways. Institutes should offer broad, deep, and diverse experiences to build the next generation of the AI workforce. With a focus on broadening participation among the full range of groups traditionally underrepresented in science and engineering, AI research institutes should maximize their unique position to grow the next generation of talent that will provide new discoveries and leadership. Fourth, AI research institutes are expected to be coherent, multidisciplinary groups of scientists, engineers, and educators appropriate for the proposed mission and vision. It is expected that they therefore be a network of multiple organizations under the leadership of a single lead organization. Each institute will have a lead PI with demonstrated vision, experience, and capacity to manage a complex, multifaceted, and innovative enterprise that integrates research education, broadening participation, and knowledge transfer. Each institute will also be staffed with a managing director or project manager, potentially distinct from the lead PI, and a suitable management team to oversee the operations of the institute. It's important to emphasize, while an external advisory board is required, please do not contact, invite, or identify in your proposals any potential advisory board members. This step should be taken after the merit review and selection process is complete. Finally, AI research institutes are expected to be nexus points for collaborative efforts. By nexus point, we refer to the role that an institute can play in bringing together people, ideas, problems, and technical approaches for maximum impact. Institutes are expected to bring together the best teams and approaches from diverse organizations, such as institutes of higher education, federal agencies, industry and nonprofits or foundations. They promote organizational collaborations and linkages within and between campuses, schools, and the world beyond, broadening participation in research, education, and knowledge transfer activities through a network of partners and affiliates. NSF and its partners encourage institutes composed of a range of organizations. An important measure of success here is that those participating collaborative efforts should be meaningfully integrated into a diverse institute that is more than just the sum of the parts. We now turn our attention to the six specific themes in which proposals are solicited for the Institute Track. This year, Institute Track proposals are being solicited in the six high-priority areas shown on the slide. They're themes representing a subset of research areas that NSF and partners support and which were determined to be both an immediate priority for funding partners and for which the research community was judged to be ready to respond this year. The question sometimes arises about whether it's allowable to submit an institute proposal that intends to address multiple themes. The solicitation allows for this, and we will address this further later. I will now invite my colleagues, who are principal points of contact for each theme, to describe each at a high level. Please consult the solicitation for full descriptions of each theme and direct questions about these specifics of the themes to the POCs listed there. So we'll start with Steve Whitmire.
I'm Steve Whitmire, Program Director in the Division of Earth Sciences. The trustworthy AI theme is concerned with the development of AI technology that is not only powerful but also trustworthy. This theme is intentionally broad, encompassing a range of issues sometimes taken separately and sometimes in combination with one another to express the critical need that AI systems be trusted to be reliable or sometimes thought as verifiable. That is, they provide appropriate guarantees of behavior performance, detect and thwart threats, and admit research richer measures of reliability with methodologies for verifying robustness. Explainable, giving explanations that are appropriate to the domain and are interpretable by human users and or sufficiently complete for troubleshooting erroneous behaviors or outputs. Privacy preserving, respecting the expectations of privacy in both algorithms of AI and ML systems, as well as the data they consume and produce, and fair, including that they can be expected to avoid socially harmful biases that arise from system design, data bias, and their combination. The solicitation presents these as aspects of trustworthy AI. It is not necessary that an institute give each of these equal consideration or even restrict its vision to these aspects or definitions of those aspects. The solicitation also notes that these issues of trustworthiness pertain to a full range of AI methods and not necessarily only the methods of data-driven machine learning. Additionally, achieving trustworthy AI will require both technological advances and the development of policies for the governance of AI technologies. An institute for trustworthy AI should therefore include a component for the study of governance and ethics in addition to technology-driven research.
Good afternoon. I'm Tracy Kimbrell. I'm a program director in the Division of Computing and Communication Foundations. Theme two is foundations of machine learning. Machine learning for purposes of this theme refers to methods for solving tasks by generalizing from data. ML has made great advances in recent years through a combination of increases in computing power, the growing availability of data, and innovation in algorithms. While ML methods have yielded highly useful results over the past two decades, the field remains as much an art as a science. Research at an institute for foundations of machine learning will seek general, rigorous principles for the theory of machine learning. An institute might address questions of the sort shown here and in the solicitation, such as theoretical study of established and new machine learning methods, a general theory of ML, investigation of methods to combine symbolic and subsymbolic representations, deeper evaluation of machine learning methods, and discovery of general principles that govern deep learning architectures. The solicitation does not limit the range of potential investigations here, as long as the institute in this theme has as its primary focus the goal to deepen the theoretical foundations for the science of machine learning. Therefore, it's important to emphasize that applications of ML should not be the central aim of the institute responding to this theme. As is appropriate throughout the program, use-inspired research is expected to contribute to the related goal of foundational advances. However, in this theme, the study of use cases should demonstrably advance the discovery and development of general results.
I'm Charlotte Baer. I'm a national program leader at the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Institute of Food and Agriculture. AI-driven innovation in agriculture and the food system is a theme that is sponsored entirely by USDA, National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Proposals submitted to this theme will designate the National Institute of Food and Agriculture as the intended funding agency. Agricultural production is a use-inspired enterprise. AI applied strategically throughout agriculture and the food production system may provide a revolution in food and feed production. There are critical challenges associated with the adoption of AI in agriculture. The success of AI for this purpose will depend on engaging and connecting with stakeholders, social engagement on the processes and products of AI, and overcoming challenges in methods, data, privacy, and fairness. AI research institutes that simultaneously advance foundational AI research in agriculture and food systems might address a wide range of research foci. They might build new multidisciplinary communities and create workforce needed for an AI-powered revolution in agriculture. Examples of such activities are included in the solicitation. That range of activities is presented only as illustrative of the potential scope of an institute in this area. It is not to be taken as either prescriptive or limiting. AI innovations are likely to be transferable to or informative for other agricultural application areas and to other themes across this overall initiative. NIFA encourages cross-collaboration and sharing of information where possible and through various forums to further enhance expanding opportunities with AI. Efforts resulting from this theme will ideally support the research, education, extension, and economic endeavors designed to advance public knowledge and responsible commercial interests. Questions specific to this theme should be directed to the national program leader at the National Institute of Food and Agriculture listed in the solicitation.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Amy Baylor, and I'm a program director in the Division of Research on Learning in Formal and Informal Settings. The primary focus of an institute in the theme of AI augmented learning includes research and development of AI-driven innovations to radically improve human learning and education writ large. This could include learning in formal settings, training, on the job, as well as informal settings. An institute in AI augmented learning could focus on the support of cognitive, neural, perceptive, and affective processes, as well as well-defined learning outcomes in STEM fields, and STEM-enabling content such as literacy, self-regulation, creativity, curiosity, communication, collaboration, and social skills abroad. For example, and these are just examples, AI to augment or support learning could include intelligent support for personalized and adaptive learning with a focus on learner agency, engagement, and interest-driven exploration. This could include, for example, research on the design of conversational agents, intelligent cognitive assistants, supportive multimodal dashboards, or social robots. AI augmented learning should include careful attention to the role of human teachers, educators, mentors, and collaborators. An institute in this theme could also address the grand challenge of education for all, through research of AI-supported learning systems to radically expand access of learning to all Americans and in response to the rapidly changing landscape of jobs and work. Proposals should also include systematic plans to address algorithmic bias, provide model transparency, and support data privacy and security in the support of learning.
Hello, I'm Laura Anderson, and I am a program director in the Division of Chemistry at NSF. The primary focus for an institute and theme of AI for accelerating molecular synthesis and manufacturing is the development of AI advances and AI-based tools to drive molecular discovery and identify chemical transformations that support energy-efficient, sustainable chemical manufacturing. Activities in this institute will impact new molecule discovery, as well as the development of alternatives to existing chemical processes. End-use products include small molecules, commodity chemicals, pharmaceuticals, specialty chemicals, biochemicals, macromolecules, and nanomaterials. Impacted technologies include advanced manufacturing and sustainable processes. Institutes in this theme will focus on research leading to the development of AI tools and approaches that increase the pace of discovery of new molecules and promote alternative energy sustainable processes for chemical manufacturing. These activities may include the development of methods to extract useful information from sources with sparse and noisy data, including figures, spectra, tables, and text for use by AI systems. They may also include the execution of autonomous experimental and computational measurements to facilitate synthetic AI tool development. And they may also include the use of automated synthesizers to verify AI tools, improve synthetic reproducibility, repeatability, and design safer and more sustainable methods of chemical manufacturing.
Hello, I'm Saul Gonzalez, Program Director and Acting Deputy Division Director in the Division of Physics. An AI Institute in Physics will incorporate novel technologies to accelerate discovery and extend the frontier in AI by addressing domain-specific challenges in physics. Realizing the full potential of AI for discovering physics will improve the operations and exploitation of Division of Physics facilities, promote the integration and interpretation of heterogeneous data sets, accelerate model building and quantification of uncertainties, and enable novel ways to integrate high-dimensional features of complex data sets. An institute in this theme might focus on one or more of the following examples. This list is neither prescriptive nor limiting. Improving and optimizing operations, real-time selection, classification, feature extraction, reconstruction, and analysis at data flow-intensive facilities. Accelerating multi-scale, multi-physics simulations for multi-messenger astrophysics, quantum chromodynamics, cosmology, and plasma physics. Exploring the very large space of potentially viable string theories, otherwise known as the string landscape. Developing and validating predictive dynamical models of complex, far from equilibrium systems. Improving the understanding of the physics principles behind genome packing and the resulting genome architecture and dynamics. Or co-developing improved physical models of brain function and new AI architectures.
Thank you, colleagues. Now that we've finished looking at the individual themes relevant to the Institute track, we'd like to conclude with some observations that again pertain to the entire program. We begin by pointing out that the AI Research Institute's program is dedicated to robust activities in education, workforce development, and broadening participation. This is evident in the desiderata for institutes, with special emphasis in the Institute's role in actively building the next generation of talent. Where planning proposals are concerned, all planning activities and institutes are expected to propose meaningful plans in these activities, and submission requirements make clear where this should be addressed, especially in the section Education and Workforce Development, where proposals will present plans toward actively building the next generation of talent for a diverse, well-trained workforce through new and innovative approaches to education and workforce development. All institute proposals have the same required section in which more concrete programs will be proposed for education and workforce development. In addition, full institute proposals will also include a designated section for broadening participation plans, in which proposals will describe broadening participation objectives and strategies for achieving them, increasing diversity through the participation of underrepresented groups, including women, minorities, and persons with disabilities. As we near the end, we'd like to emphasize some of the important submission and eligibility requirements in the solicitation. All proposals to this program track are to be single organization proposals. That is to say, collaborators from multiple organizations will submit a single proposal from a lead organization. Collaborative proposals from multiple organizations will not be accepted. For more information on these procedures, please see Chapter 2, Proposal Preparation Instructions, in the NSF Proposal and Award Policies and Procedures Guide, or PAPG. Two types of organization may apply in this role as lead organization, as shown. Other organization types may be included as subawards on proposals. Further clarification on these types of organization can be found in the PAPG. Where submission limits are concerned, there are no limits on number of submissions per institution. There are, however, limits on the number of proposals for senior personnel. An individual may be on at most two proposals of any kind as senior personnel. In addition, an individual may be on at most one institute track proposal. When applying these criteria and considering your potential participation in proposals to this program, it is important to understand that the term senior personnel is inclusive of the roles of PI and co-PI. Be careful to be listed on at most two projects. In the event that an individual exceeds these limits, compliant proposals will be accepted based on the earliest date and time of proposal submission. That is, the first two compliant proposals will be accepted, and the remainder will be returned without review. And as we near the question and answer period, we want to address a few frequently asked questions that are among the most commonly asked and which will appear in a soon-to-be-released FAQ document. First, can I submit an institute proposal that responds to multiple themes, and is it a good idea? So we can answer the first. The solicitation allows for this. As for whether this is a good idea, this is a matter of the quality of the proposal, which will be determined in merit review. As such, it is advisable that relevance to any more than one theme be identified only in cases where significant activity is planned in the five desiderata for institutes for those additional themes. Next, is it required that an institute be multi-organizational? How important is this, and how many organizations should comprise an AI research institute? This program requires that institutes will consist of a network of multiple organizations. The program encourages multi-organizational arrangements comprising a complex, multifaceted, and innovative enterprise that integrates research, education, broadening participation, and knowledge transfer, and which engages diverse institutions. Furthermore, the program requires that institutes create nexus points that bring together best teams and approaches from institutions of higher education, federal agencies, industry, and nonprofits foundations. How a particular proposed institute envisions this will be unique to that institute. To assess the potential competitiveness of a proposal, note that the solicitation-specific review criteria refer to all five of the desiderata for institutes provided in the program description. Next, can an existing institute or center participate in a proposal to this program? There is no restriction regarding how an existing institute or center may participate in a proposal to the program. Any AI research institute funded in this program is expected to build significant new capacity in the five desiderata outlined in this program. This includes proposals that build upon or collaborate with existing organizations, including existing institutes or centers. Proposers are reminded that as a network of multiple organizations that together serve as nexus points for collaborative efforts, proposed institutes must be meaningfully integrated in such a way that it creates a capability that is more than just the sum of the parts. We want to conclude with a word about the future vision for the program. This program solicitation is the first step in what is expected to be a longer-range, multi-agency investment in AI research and education. Future solicitations may continue the use of identified themes corresponding to high-priority areas, invite unrestricted proposals for institutes, or both. NSF and partners strive to be responsive to the research priorities emerging from the community and will also evaluate future research priorities on the basis of the quality of proposals, progress in funded projects, and emerging national research priorities. If used, future themes may be solicited in areas corresponding to planning activities funded in this year, but will not necessarily include or be limited to these areas. On behalf of the National Science Foundation and partner agencies, we would like to thank all of you for your time and would also like to thank you for your interest in programs at NSF. This presentation will be made available in the coming days on the National AI Research Institute's program website. If you have any questions pertaining to the program, we encourage you to consult the program's frequently asked questions list, which will be available on the program website in coming days. If you have questions of us now, please send them to the program mailbox shown here. Once again, we thank you all for your participation. And so as we've been conducting the webinar, we have received your questions over email. Thank you for sending them, and we've queued them up. Hopefully, we're going to get through as many of these questions as possible and address the ones that are most commonly asked. And because we have these in the box, we'll make sure we respond to all of them in an appropriate way. If it's specific to your situation, we'll engage with you over that email inquiries box. And if it pertains to the program, we'll include it in future releases of the FAQ. As I talk about the answers to these questions, I'm going to be making reference again to this NSF Proposal and Award Policies and Procedures Guide, what we refer to as the PAPG. So as we refer to this, I want to encourage everybody to find that on the Internet and make sure that the one you find is the current version. It should be PAPG 19-1, because when you Google the PAPG on the Internet, you can get prior year versions, and you don't want to get bad guidance by looking at old versions of the PAPG. So word to the wise as a preface to our Q&A session. So let's just take a look at the questions that are coming in. And I'll invite my colleagues in the room to participate in answering the questions. Colleagues, please just indicate if you want in on the answer. But first, we have a few that kind of fall under the rubric of eligibility. We have here, in what capacity can industry organizations participate at an institute or a planning team? So either kind of proposal. As you saw in eligibility criteria, industry can't be the lead proposing organization, but industry can be included as collaborators on institutes, either unfunded collaborators or as paid collaborators in the form of a subawardee. Please consult the PAPG for guidance about structuring the fees or indirect costs associated with those industry collaborations. Next, we have, can an FFRDC organization participate in an institute or planning team? So PAPPG also has guidance about this. Generally, NSF does not fund government agencies and does not fund FFRDCs. But under exceptional circumstances, FFRDCs can be included on these teams if you can address an exception that's listed, that's among the three kinds of exception listed in the PAPG. Typically, this amounts to, does the FFRDC offer a unique capability that's integral to the institute vision and can only be provided by that organization? When we release the upcoming FAQ, we'll provide guidance that asks proposing teams to include as a supplementary document that FFRDC statement of documenting whatever the basis for the exception might be, for example, the unique capability. So look for that in the FAQ in particular if you're planning to include an FFRDC, and also follow the guidance you'll see in the FAQ about contacting a cognizant program officer in the program and getting any additional guidance about that. Okay, so now we have some questions about the planning track. It says here, you presented 5 desiderata for research institutes. What about planning proposals? So it is the case that the 5 desiderata for institutes pertains to all proposals submitted to the program. You'll notice, please take a close look at the solicitation-specific review criteria in the solicitation. For planning track, we list only one solicitation-specific review criterion, and it refers to all 5 of the desiderata by saying, do the proposed planning activities, are they likely to lead to the development of a high-quality institute in terms of all 5 of these desiderata? So the way the desiderata pertain to your planning proposal is, to what extent should that be expected to give rise to functions in all 5 of those streams? How much effort and money is expected to go toward planning and meetings? Okay, so this also pertains to the planning track. How much effort and money is expected to go toward planning and meetings versus basic research? and there's some additional stuff here. But the answer to all this is going to be the same. Should the planning and meetings be focused on the PIs and stakeholders, or should they be activities like academic conference organization? So that does survey a range of potential activities that could be configured into a planning proposal. None of them are out of bounds for the solicitation, but it is up to the proposing organization to configure your unique idea for what planning activities you want to undertake toward the formation of what kind of institute concept. So the solicitation isn't restricting you in any way in configuring that balance. Okay, again, toward the planning track, what are the research expectations? What percent of effort should be spent toward research? Again, up to you to propose. We describe in the solicitation that you can offer, you can fund basic research activities under the planning grant that are meant to help you develop the institute vision, maybe form a sort of some kind of a initial collaborative research that that's needed to seed and demonstrate the relevance of the the research basis that you're going to build upon for a future institute. So naturally, the research activities you would undertake under the planning grant should be relevant to the institute theme that the institute vision that is that you are proposing to develop toward. Okay, I think I understand this question. Can we submit planning proposals where work done on a project is the same as something proposed within an institute proposal? So I'm going to interpret that question in sort of the most pessimistic way or the most conservative way, and that is to say, can you propose something in the planning grant that's already proposed under a separately submitted institute proposal? NSF has a prohibition against submitting the same research idea more than once. So you're going to have to make sure that if you're involved in two such activities, that you convey sufficiently distinct research plans in each one, that you don't run afoul of the requirement that you not submit the same research in more than one proposal.
I wonder maybe they meant whether you can submit a planning grant planning proposal for a in one thing or a trustworthiness in AI.
If this question can be interpreted as, can I submit a planning proposal that aligns with a theme in the institute track, the answer is yes. Okay. Again about planning grants. Should the proposing team consist of a complete set of PIs that would be involved in a future AI institute? Or should this consist of a smaller group with the expectation that planning will identify a broader set of PIs for future institute? Solicitation does not constrain you from envisioning it either way. I would point out that planning activities include community building. Can all 500K be requested for a one-year planning proposal, or must it be divided over 2 years? The solicitation makes the funding opportunity for up to 2 years. So you can propose a period of performance that's less. Okay. This is, again, under planning grants, but it could apply to the whole activity. Is a budget required? It's not listed as required in the program announcement. That would be solicitation, and neither is a budget justification, et cetera. Okay, so we don't provide where we don't provide more specific instructions about your budget preparation. That doesn't mean that a budget is not required. A budget is required, and you'll follow the requirements in the PAPPG for submitting your budget. Okay, we have the question, planning grants do not seem to need current and pending support for each PI, co, or senior personnel, facilities, equipment, and other resources documents. All of the requirements that are in a PAPG that pertain to to all submissions will pertain to yours. So in our proposal preparation instructions, we're only providing special solicitation specific instructions, things that default to just follow the PAPG, just follow the PAPG. And you'll see in the proposal preparation requirements in Fastlane, you're guided through the many of the required elements of the solicitation. But do be sure to follow all the requirements in the PAPPG. How many co-PIs can be listed? Is the maximum four, or can we include more? You can list more than four PIs. There's a limit to the number of PIs that will be listed on the cover page, but you can designate additional senior personnel as co-PIs.
They're technically not considered co-PIs. They're other senior personnel. So the limit of there's one PI up to four co-PIs. The rest will have to be other senior personnel.
Okay, thanks for the clarification. Okay, so now we're going to go to a group of questions that are about the content of the proposal in terms of balance of activities and that sort of thing. So we have, how much of the AI Institute effort is roughly required to focus on foundational research versus versus use-inspired research? The solicitation doesn't specify, doesn't prescribe or limit any kind of balance there. We'd expect you to strike that balance in a way that's consistent with the research vision for the Institute. Okay, we have some questions that were addressed in the presentation. I'm going to skip those. Can you clarify what you mean by fielding of AI-powered innovation? That's meant to, in some sense, expand this idea of translational research, right? Like, what would it mean to realize the potential societal benefit, the potential broader impact of advancing AI along the lines that the program envisions? How do we get those benefits into society, into use? So fielding of AI-powered innovation is meant to convey that notion. Okay, so now we have the opportunity to move to some theme-specific questions here. Do as many of these as we can. We still have 6 or 7 minutes here. So I've got one for theme five. Would the Institute call the solicitation in theme five, support work directed toward carbon fibers and ultra-strong polymer composites, including AI-based molecular design to the scale of manufacturing? Would AI-based – so we have a bunch of questions here. Is that an easy one?
What was the question?
So, with this theme in materials, support work directed toward carbon fibers and ultra-strong polymer composites, including AI-based molecular design to the scale of manufacturing?
For that, I would suggest looking at what is covered in the Division of Chemistry and what is covered in the Division of Materials Science. And so the types of materials that are covered in the Division of Chemistry is what is covered in Theme 5.
So similarly, and within the same question, how about AI-based design of alloys and functional alloys or 2D materials for energy applications, energies, and then there's some parentheticals here. So is the general response to this to align with the scope in the division?
So for theme five, we are looking for institutes that focus on synthesizing molecules. And so if in defined molecules with defined structure, not crystalline solids, not metal organic frameworks, but define molecules that fit into what is considered the division of organic, or the division of chemistry covers, separate from what the division of material science covers.
Great, thank you. We have a few questions here related to the agriculture theme and some of the NIFA requirements. Will the proposals be reviewed? So this related to theme three. Will the proposals be reviewed first by NSF and then by NIFA, or will these proposals be reviewed exclusively by NIFA? So that that procedure stated in the solicitation, we're going to use the NSF merit review process, and NIFA and NSF are going to work together in that merit review process. And then subsequent to merit review, NIFA will select and fund and administer the awards that result from that process. Now we get a little more technical. There's a question about how the proposal to this theme should list indirect costs. Should they be listed at the allowed USDA rate mentioned in the solicitation, or should it be submitted using NSF indirect cost guidelines, and then the IDC would be adjusted upon award by USDA?
I think that that's in the solicitation. The instructions are in the solicitation, and it instructs you to list them as USDA would require them.
I don't know if we know this or if we have to punt on it. Can the USDA Agricultural Research Service be a subawardee on an AI Institute grant where the lead institution is a university?
In general, NIFA accepts ARS as an applicant, so yes, from our perspective, but I think it would be good to touch base with the program, national program leader. I'm happy to talk with you or Steve Thompson with regard to the role that ARS would play in the grant.
It's also worth mentioning that there's some additional detail in the solicitation about the eligible organizations that are relevant to the NIFA portion of the call. So take a look at that as well. That might expand your confidence where that's concerned. But definitely talk to the program leads on this. Is it preferable for the lead institution and or lead PI to have expertise in the application areas, for example, ag and food, or expertise in AI foundations? So this is a question I think that pertains to all of the themes to one extent or another. Anybody want to say anything about that? So we leave that up to you, right? It's how you structure your institute. Okay. One for physics. Are astrophysics astronomy AI projects associated with a large synoptic survey telescope covered under the call for the Institute track, Discovery in Physics?
No. LSST belongs in astronomy, and that would certainly be eligible for the planning. Mm-hmm. Planning proposal, not for an Institute. So for physics topics, and it's actually linked in the solicitation to the physics programs, I think there they define the scope of the Division of Physics funded research.
Excellent. Okay. With the limited time we have left, I'm gonna hit a few of the logistics-oriented questions here. Are supporting letters of interest from companies permissible? We can sort of generalize this question to, are letters of support of any type permissible? And the answer is no. The PAPG specifies that these are permissible only in cases where the solicitation specifically requires them. Otherwise, the only kind of letter that you should be submitting is what the PAPG refers to as a letter of collaboration, which has a very limited form that the PAPG recommends to you, whereby the collaborator simply confirms that they intend to collaborate in the manner described in the proposal. So no further information or endorsement than that kind of information about letters of support should be included. Read the language in the PAPG in how that distinction is made. Are letters of collaboration allowed in the planning grant? Yes, along the lines that I just described. Is the $4 million a year budget limit a strict annual limit, or is it to be interpreted as a limit on the average budget of the Institute over its entire duration? Okay. you should think of the $4 million a year as a guideline that relates to our planned expenditures over institutes, but you should propose the budget and the rate at which you would execute in a way that suits your institute, and we can evaluate that and you know, should you go should we go beyond the review and selection process, we could talk about that. So just propose the budget that suits the institute and follow the budget limitations that are provided in the solicitation. All these other logistics questions are kind of covered already, I think, or can be. Okay, so we just run over our time. I want to thank everybody that submitted questions. We're going to follow up on the questions that were sent to the mailbox. If it wasn't addressed live in the webinar, we'll either follow up with you individually if you had a kind of a highly specific question to ask about your situation, or we'll answer that question in an upcoming update to the FAQ, as well as address your question to you directly. So any questions that were asked that we didn't get to that pertain to the whole community, we will get the word out to you at a minimum by way of the FAQ. So I want to thank everybody for participation in the webinar. Thank you for tuning into the webinar, and thanks for your interest in the program.
This concludes today's conference. All participants may disconnect at this time. Thank you for your participation in today's call.